When composer Rob Capello was commissioned by the Marin Symphony to create a new work for the 75th anniversary of the Golden Gate Bridge, he began by listening, not just to the bridge itself, but also to what people had to say about it, in answer to his very specific question.
We all know what the Golden Gate Bridge looks like. What does it sound like? And everyone had all these sounds that they associated with the bridge. People said birds, airplanes coming over, tugboats underneath, bicycle bells, foreign languages. People had all these wonderful sounds.
That led Capello to expand his palette for the piece, beyond just orchestra and chorus, to include an array of real-world audio as well. Working with sound man Fred Newman from Prairie Home Companion, they set out to collect these sounds from all sorts of places, including a session with the bridge maintenance crew.
Within 5 minutes of asking them, what are the coolest sounds you could show me? They were running all over themselves. Listen to this arc welder. They were sounding the emergency sirens, the foghorns, the bells at the end of shift. They really got engaged in it. So a lot of the piece actually grows out of that. In fact, they played me these pile drivers. And those actual pitches became the first two pitches of a 12-tone row.
As he studied the bridge and its history, Capello soon discovered the source of the name, Golden Gate, which in turn brought him to the title of his new composition, Chrysophile.
I discovered that it was named in 1846 by Fremont, and he called it Chrysopoli, which means a golden passageway. Somehow the idea that it wasn't the actual bridge changed the whole concept of the piece, because then it was not only a piece about the Golden Gate Bridge's anniversary, but it was about literally that golden passageway.
That, in turn, gave him a wide-open natural history to incorporate in the music, both with recorded natural sound and instrumental echoes and responses to them.
The orchestra improvises fragments of nature music that respond to the actual stuff on tape. So you'll hear something like this. That's the chorus singing. In the background, you're hearing birds. The chorus is imitating. The orchestra's imitating those sounds.
Capello's search for applicable sounds to work with also extended to his text for the chorus.
I was reading the journals of the first explorers who discovered it, and there was this beautiful passage talking about all we saw was earth, water, and sky. So I made this great effort to find out, how do you say that in Miwok? So the very first words that the chorus sings are in Miwok, a liwa, a weya, and a lile.
He also found some powerful texts from a more contemporary source.
One of the groups of people we talked to were families of suicide victims, and they gave me suicide notes of their children. So there's an entire third movement, which is called Here Is Where I Go. And all of the text that the chorus sings is actually from suicide notes.
Capello's Chrysophile received its world premiere at the Marin Symphony's Sunday evening concert. They will perform it a second time on Tuesday night. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.